Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Assuming that's you. What are you doing?
I love that we basically have all this technology and we went back to basically a telegraph. Mm-hmm. Hello. Oh. Now you're calling me now.
We're calling you.
We're calling you.
No, we're not calling you. It's one of one of your many, many managers probably.
Yeah. I fired
you,
them all.
Christopher Titus.
No career.
We got to know. We know you well. Are you losing your mind? I know. Yes. You're an itchy guy. You're you know.
Yeah, you're not someone known for sitting idle.
That's what I'm saying. I can't see you sitting still. Are you just driving people nuts? What's happening?
You think I'm nuts? Try living with me. I woke up the other night and my wife said she was, quote, adjusting my pillow, but she was standing over me with it in her hand. That's not good.
Yeah. Does she still love you?
Yeah, we've been together 2 months. She's my best friend, man. I know that sounds, but by the way, everybody out there listening, for God's sakes, get rid of that first wife and get a second one. They're so much better.
What was the quote?
You know what? I'm right there with you. I have to agree. And it turns out our first wives may have been related, because I believe the quote you used was she had become a demon that slithered from the anus of Satan. That's the quote. Yeah. And I thought to myself, oddly, so did my first wife. Maybe they're related, or maybe we were married. Or Satan has a really big anus, because I think a lot of demons have escaped from it.
Well, the rumor is Satan has a monster anus.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
It's not factual. So, yeah, it's weird. I think it's the weirdest thing I've ever been through. And it's not like any of the movies told us it was going to be. I mean, you know, all the movies were fighting over gasoline. Well, now gas is $1 a barrel and toilets $18 a roll. Like, we have to go back and remake Road Warrior, except with toilet paper now.
You know, man, that is kind of the thing. Like, at least when you watch Road Warrior, like, you don't want to be in a situation, but something about it's badass. If there's zombies on the street, it's bad. We don't have any of that. We're watching Netflix sitting at home. Like, this is not the Contagion movie we were expecting.
No, it is not. I'm sitting there. My wife loves Hallmark movies. I'm watching Hallmark, just going to slit my wrist. I just slowly carving my own name into my arm while the Hallmark movie's on, trying to get through this. But everything's weird. You know, it's a bizarre time, and I find it bizarre that you have to be 6 feet away from everybody and you're safe, but 5'10" dead. I just don't quite get that either.
Say, you got to spike the hair up again. Hey, so you know, here in Seattle, there's a lot of computer programmers working from home. The weather's still somewhat overcast and everything. Are people losing their mind in Los Angeles, the celebrities and everyone else? It's sunny. They're used to being social. They're used to being seen. They're used to doing projects, going out, even if they're not doing projects, talking about projects, getting together for lunch, you know, blah, 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 blah. Is this tough on Hollywood?
Is it tough on, you know what, honestly, when you said that, I just wanted to stab myself. Is it tough on Hollywood? It's a flying rat's ass if it's tough on Hollywood. It's really tough on Hollywood. In fact, all those people you talk about, those quote unquote celebrities are have to sit up by their own pools now. It's really rough on everybody.
I know it's a horrible thing. I remember Arnold Schwarzenegger was one of the first people to tell everyone, hey, you know what, man, it's really important to stay home. As he's sitting in his pool smoking a cigar, and his yard is like the size of the city we live in.
And he's petting his mini mule or his mini donkey.
How about Madonna in a bathtub full of rose petals saying, hey, I'm thinking of you. Are you really thinking of me, you psychopath?
Chris,
thinking of Rodman.
She was in milk. She was taking a bath in milk.
That's right. It was milk.
It was milk.
Know, I guess all those dairies that were dumping it sent it to her. So
no, that's why they started dumping it. Some of it seemed a lot less appetizing. Like, Jesus.
Hey, look, I've had pasta with a hair in it, but never a glass of milk.
I don't want a Madonna hair in anything I'm drinking.
Turns the milk Madonna-y.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing now is I'm going to go, I'm being forced to get hired up at a diseased meat plant. That's where I'm going now because I can't work. Can't do comedy. It'd be safer than a comedy club right now.
No, no, listen. If you are called on to report to your meat working duty, just tell them you have bone spurs, you don't have to go.
I wouldn't go in a second, man. No. Yeah. I think this whole thing's not real. It's a conspiracy designed by the vegans. That's what I believe happened. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm right there with you.
And the CrossFitters.
That's a conspiracy I'll jump in on.
Yeah, the vegans did it. If anything we can blame on vegans, I'm behind it.
Yeah, what to
there's a lot of weird stuff going on too. A buddy of mine said when they did that flyover in New York, he said, yeah, that's what New York needs, low flying aircraft.
Sure.
Yeah.
What could that possibly conjure up?
Yeah, everybody's much calmer now. Right,
exactly. So, where were you when this thing happened? As far as where
no,
were you?
In Florida. I was working in Florida when it happened. I was working at a casino in Florida, and we stopped doing our merch line and stuff, and I just kind of stayed away from everybody. And then we got home, and that next Monday, all hell broke loose. So I think I don't know, man. Everybody's like wants to. Look. The one good thing about this thing is it's going to kill stupid people. It seems there's a lot of stupid people out, and it's going to kill stupid people. And stupid people ruin stuff, and that's what's happening right now. It'll be all right. It'll be all right, I guess. I hope. Jesus.
So I guess through all this, you've Christopher Titus, you've come up with a new plan. You're going to just do a show on YouTube from your home. Is that where you're doing it?
No, God, no. I have a soundstage. By the way, I would never do a show, just so everybody knows, I would never do a show where I yell into a laptop. Sorry, guys, I'm not doing it.
All right.
I have a soundstage which I had for years. We actually were bleaching it. I've got a buddy. It's got a disinfectant trunk. I don't know if he imported it from China, from Wuhan or what, but we're actually going to disinfect the whole building. We're bleaching the floors. Everybody's got to wear masks. Any alcohol that we give to our friends, they get in their own bottle after it's been wiped down with bleach. And then I'm only have like 12 people in the audience, and we sold a lot of tickets. So I'm doing my whole show carrying monsters, and we built a set. So it's going to look like a real comedy special. Wow. I didn't want to just do something lame. I wanted it to be good.
Okay.
You know, and also I want to give other comics who can't work, you know, if they want to come in and shoot another special, if this works, and kind of keep the business going, because I think we need to laugh right now. But the other hand is, if you can't afford the $10 for the show, go to my YouTube channel, Christopher Titus TV, and I always have four comedy specials up. I've got eight, so I keep switching them. There's four comedy specials up for free right now, 90-minute specials, and because 20th – I can't even believe I'm saying this because I'm probably going to get sued, but I own part of the show. So Titus, the show, right? 20th Century owned it. They sold to Disney. Disney owns it now. Well, Disney shut down, so nobody knows, and they don't know they have it. So I started putting it up on my YouTube channel every day.
They don't even know they own you.
That's my road warrior move. That's my big fire.
I mean,
I stole my own TV show.
Could you get a free ticket to Disneyland if it opens back up, or is that not even in the cards?
No. Not at all. Not ever. They don't want me. By the way, it's a restraining order, and it's, you know, look, the dude was, he's wearing a suit. I just thought it was fun, and so I don't want to talk about it. I can't talk about it.
You're not supposed to touch the characters.
How did I know it was a character?
Okay, Christopher, let's assume this. I know you read the news. I've seen you go off on Twitter.
One more thing. Yep. Don't take mushrooms when you go to Disneyland. Just a little tip for everybody. Trying to be safe.
Yeah, dude, you're supposed to take it when you go to Disney World.
Yeah.
There you go. Wow, it's a whole world. There's many worlds on one world. Yeah, I've had that conversation.
Do you, Do you see as some of these states start opening up, do you think comedy clubs will follow in those areas? I mean, do you think that people start calling you and saying, hey, you want to come down here to Georgia, Florida, wherever it is that they open up Texas?
It's going to be weird, though, because, it's already happened. I already got a couple calls to do it, but they can only do half capacity, and people have to sit apart. Every comedy club for a while is going to look like a food court in a mall on a Tuesday. That's what it's going to look like.
With less people, is this now a 4-drink minimum? You know,
exactly. Just a bunch of drunk people sleeping at tables. It's going to be perfect,
right? The show on the YouTube channel, Christopher Titus TV, that is airing on Saturday night. This Saturday night, correct?
Saturday, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Yeah, and it's going to be a full show. It's going to be 90 minutes of comedy. We've got 12 people just for my timing, and we're doing the whole show, man. The show I was touring with it when it was carrying monsters, and which is from a Richard Pryor quote. Richard Pryor said in an interview once, we all carry our own monsters. And with my life, I thought, oh yeah. And all my monsters were given to me by people that said they loved me. That's awesome.
Yeah. Jesus.
So we're going to do it. It's going to start at 7 o'clock, and it'll be a lot of fun. You know, I'm opening with some stuff about what's going on right now. And then I'll go into the show, but you can't go out right now. And if you do go, I mean, unless you're Florida, and then, hey, God bless everybody.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And the show's going to be live, right? It's not pre-taped or anything.
Yeah, it'll be live. It's funny because I was panicking about that. I told my wife, I go, oh, my God, I can't believe I do the live show. And she looks at me. She's a comic, too. And she goes, you know, every night you do it live, right?
Yeah.
In front of an
audience. A studio audience.
You do like four of them a weekend.
That's what you do.
Yeah, but what did you say?
It was a dumb thing
rolling.
To say. Yeah.
All you got to do is aim a camera and it makes people uncomfortable.
Okay, all right, let me tell you how stupid I really am. I'm pretty creative, but when it comes to smarts, not really. So I was looking through I bought masks from this company. I was going to buy masks, and they don't exist. Actually, the 800 number they give is this other dude who's pissed because he's getting 60 calls a day at people who got ripped off. So I called my bank, and I'm like, and I'm going down my list of bank accounts. I go, what is this Paganda? This Paganda. And my wife's looking over my shoulder, and she goes, PG&E. I called it Paganda. I'm an idiot. I'm a moron.
That's like some country that no one's from.
Comedy on Saturday night. Go to ChristopherTitus.com. Sign. You know what? I got to tell you guys, just to get serious for a second. What's really cool about this thing is that I'm only doing it for $10. It costs a lot more to go to any comedy show, really. But I wanted people to be able to, you know, have something new in the midst of all this. And the weird thing is people are signing up, and then they're going, hey, I'm giving you an extra $40 for these four people because they lost their jobs and stuff. So I got to be honest, it's been really cool. I'm not giving anybody a break, but everybody else seems to be really nice. Okay.
It is amazing how nice suddenly people have become.
But also it's nice to have something to look forward to this Saturday, like live entertainment.
Yeah, that's true. Live anything is awesome except press conferences. But yeah.
Well, those are fun too, but there's always a consequence, man. But I mean, you know, my work schedule's been off. I'm on the same schedule as Axl Rose was on the
right.
Going to bed like 7 a.m., getting up at 7 p.m. But I changed it by I started doing the recommended daily injection of disinfectants, and I'm getting up better now.
We know you better than that. You're spending all your days doing kung fu, working out, running, driving people nuts.
I got to get back. You know what's really weird? Here's how bad our country's looking right now. I got a buddy. So the guy who's doing the line producing on the special on Saturday, he works for another company, and they had to cancel their shoot around the world in Singapore. So he calls the woman in Singapore who runs it over there, and he goes, hey, you know, we can't make it. We'll do it after. And she goes, hey, I just want to be serious for a second. Don't inject bleach. Thanks for moral.
Yeah, right. I wonder why. Christopher Titus, Saturday night, YouTube.com. It's Christopher Titus TV, and that's 7 o'clock our time here on the West Coast, correct?
Yeah.
And go watch the free specials, too. If you can't make this thing on Saturday, there's free specials for you, and there's I think we have almost 30 episodes of the Titus Show. We're putting one episode up a day, and I have to be honest, Zach Ward is so funny. I forgot how funny Zach Ward is. He's so funny, it actually pissed me off, actually. At one point, I was like, wow, I sucked on this show. Why was I on that? Why was the show called Titus?
Scott,
you know what, dude? I honestly could not remember the name of the show earlier today.
You gotta be kidding.
No, my wife's like, who is he? And I said, man, it's Christopher freaking Titus. He had his own show. And she's like, what was it called? I'm like, I don't remember. So I run this by Miles. Miles looks at me and goes, Titus.
Titus.
Like, oh, God.
The show's Titus.
My Paganda mistake earlier. Great, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You're doing it live. Christopher Titus, thank you so much. We appreciate it. There you go, TV Time with Ted. Yep. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.